I was very privileged to walk a few meters with our friend Stephen, and he said,
"You kept distance 2 meters, yeah, at least 2 meters."
Yeah, so he's quoting Rabbi Zimmern. I think it's a brilliant story. Rabbi Isai, I heard it from Stephen. Any further questions, please ask him directly. But I'll tell you the story. It's a brilliant story. So the story goes that there was a person who was very careful to always... please correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen, yeah, if I make a mistake. So there was this gentleman who was very makpid about his car to be parked in front of his house. I don't know where the story took place, but it was he had this... his house, and in front of that his parking area, and it's very important for him to always park in front of his house. And he was not neighbors, everybody knows, you know, that's his place, and don't dare parking on that, you know, on that. So he comes home from work one day, and he sees this fancy schmancy car parked bang there, taking that. A chutzpah, it's my park, chutzpah, it's parking in front of my place. What is it? So before he even had a chance to go home, what does he do? He goes and he purchases him some, I don't know what it was. What was it? Dye or tarmac? I don't know what it is. So cement. And he says, I'm going to just show him not to make that mistake again. I'm just going to show him. He goes and he gets that thing and he brings it back and he pours it on that brand new, on this fancy car. He pours it on top of that car. And he says, well, I felt a lot better after doing that. He says he's learned his lesson. He's not so quickly going to come back and park his car there. That's not going to happen so quickly. He goes home, but it's very strange because as soon as he goes home, lights switched off, everything's pitch dark. What's going on? Like, normally, you know, when you go home, you know, pitch dark, everything. And it takes him a couple of seconds until he realizes. Then lights goes on. Happy birthday, celebrations, mazel tov, it's a round birthday, big parting, everything. He says, oh, I'm so touched, he's forgotten about his birthday. And then his family says, listen, we've made you a little surprise for a birthday present. I got a little surprise for you. He says, what is it? He just parked outside. You got your brand new car. And, it's a fantastic story. So obviously, what is that? What? Stephen, am I quoting you correctly? Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Very good. Shkoyach for this story. I think it's a very, very, very good story. Very nice. Thank you very much. Okay, Rabbi Isai, what's the plan this week? We're going to be learning Munil Chatzitzis this week, Simon, it's Simon Tes. So we've covered Simon Ches, which was about the bracha, putting it on, taking it off. Really fascinating discussion. Simon Tes is focusing on the material. So we're going to be discussing this week in Metzah Hashem is the material which is Chai Betzitzis. So which material actually is obligated in tzitzis? What material? What garment is chai b'tzitzis? The latest sermon is going to be talking about the corners and everything. We might get to that as well this week in Mitzvah towards the end of the week. Talking about the corners. What happens if it's got five corners or three corners? That will be discussed in Simon Yud. But Simon Tes addresses which garments are actually obligated. Fascinating discussion. And it really is relevant because... we want to talk about, woolen tzitzis. To what extent is it obligated to wear woolen tzitzis? Why do some people wear woolen tzitzis? Why do some people dafka not wear woolen tzitzis? Also about nylon and cotton. All this will be discussed in Mitzvah Hashem. And also about the material of the tzitzis will be mentioned. Actual strings, the chutin. So that will be discussed Bezer Hashem this week. Let's get on with it. Simon Tes, page 32 in our editions. Eze begodim chayovim betzitzis, which garments are obligated in tzitzis, uveze ptuim betzitzis, which ones are exempt. So, when Simon Tes, in Simon Tes, page 32 in these editions, yeah, page 32, unless you've got a different... I should carry on. Okay. Ein chayev betzitzis min ha-toyre. There's no Torah obligation of putting tzitzis on a garment. Elo beget pishton. Only if the garment is made out of material pishtim, which is linen, or shall tzemer rechelim, or tzemer, which is wool, rechelim, which is lamb's wool. So these two materials, if the garment is made, to be clear, but if the garment is out of these materials, either pishon or tzemeh, these garments create an obligation to attach tzitzis to it. Aval bigdei shar, meaning the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, if the garment is made out of any different kind of material, ein chayov mitzitz, it's an obligation to attach tzitzis to them, elam derabon, only rabbinical. There remains a rabbinical obligation, but it's not a Torah obligation. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, you only have a Torah obligation to attach tzitzis if the garment is made out of linen or wool. Now, the Ramah disagrees, and that's going to be really important. V'yesh oimrim, this is the quotation, this is the Ramah. V'yesh oim de kulu chayovim de reise. Some say, no. It doesn't make a difference what material you actually have. The obligation is always a Torah obligation. And that is the halacha. So we've got to be a very important and very far-reaching machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch on the one hand and the Ramah on the other hand. Which garments have a Torah obligation to attach tzitzis to them? So according to Shulchan Aruch, only tzemeh and pishtim, wool and linen garments have a Torah obligation to attach tzitzis. Anything else is only rabbinical. According to the Ramah, it makes no difference. Any garment is when a Torah obligated to attach tzitzis to them. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. In terms of the pishtim and tzemeh, the woolen, so the Shulchan Aruch is the tzemeh rechelim, which is the lamb's wool. In terms of the material, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Beis rechelim oy elim zecharim. It could be lambs or older sheep. It doesn't make so much of a difference. It's excluding. What is it coming to exclude? Kegoin, such as tzemeh gemalim. Tzemeh gemalim, what's that? Camel, is that any good? Can't be, no? Because it doesn't, it looks like, it's like a bit, it feels like straw, no? It doesn't feel very. Anyway, so if it's camels or any other animal's wool, is it even called wool? Is it called wool if it comes from? Yeah, it's called wool. Yeah, camel's wool. So the noitzer shall izim v'ashirim v'tzemer arnovim v'chein kambus v'chol gagim. Any other animal that may have wool, that's no good. So what we're talking about that the Torah obligation Kodesh L'Chon Aruch is tzemer echelim, which is lamb's wool. It doesn't necessarily mean lamb. It just means to exclude any other kinds of animals, such as camels or any other animals which may have. But of course, it can be an older sheep, male, female. I don't know older, younger. But any within that category would be considered tzemer d'oraisa. Yes, that's an interesting discussion. Very, very interesting discussion. So, well, it's an interesting discussion. So what kind of animal would you be referring to? Yeah, so the reality is that the wool derais is tzemer echelim, which is from kosher animals. So it might or might not have to do with the fact that it's kosher. But okay. Okay, so, yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, as well as other achronim, asked a question, an important question. What is really the? I understand. According to Shulchan Aruch, we said if it's the garment is wool or linen, that's the reise. Any other material we said is the abonik of Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah holds that any material is the reise, but Shulchan Aruch's opinion we said is what, that wool or linen the reise. Any other material is what? Is obligated still more drabonon. Okay, so here comes the $1 million question. So what's the big deal? What's the difference? So let's say you've got a garment which is made out of cotton. Okay, let's say cotton. Let's talk cotton. You got now according to the Ramah, you've got to put on tzitzis on a deraisa level. According to Shulchan Aruch, what? You still got to put on tzitzis, but it's only rabbinical. So at the end of the day, what is the difference? In other words, we've got to keep the abundance as well, right? Obviously. So what is really the machlok? What is really the nafkamina between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah? You've got to put on tzitzis anyway, on any baguette.
You've got
sofek. Sofek? Sofek, the abundance. You've got a kula. You've got a sofek, the abundance, a kula, sofek, Interesting. It's not brought down in the poskim. Oh, very good, very good. And here comes the Mishnah Berurah, which addresses your point, which is really important. In Sifkot and Gimel, Mishnah Berurah says, "Adam Drabon, af the tzorich levorech al mitzvah shem Drabon." Oh, of course, we've got to keep the Drabonot as well. Not only we've got to keep the Drabonot, but you may also make a bracha, of course, on the Drabonot. So even the Shulchan Aruch is going to agree if you put on a baguette, which is made out of shaminim, he'll also say that you make a bracha on it. So what is the nafkamina between? What is the nafkamina between Shulchan Aruch? Point number one: the yoyse roi laso is beged shu yoyse boi min atoyre. That it is better. It is better to do a deraisa mitzvah if possible. So according to the Rama, you're fulfilling a deraisa whatever material the garment is made out of. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you only mekayim a mitzvah deraisa if it's made out of tzemo bishim. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you are better off wearing a baguette which is made out of tzemach pishim, because there you're fulfilling the mitzvah on a deraisa level. As opposed to according to the Rama, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever you do, you're fulfilling a deraisa either way. I want to look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Hay, because that's very relevant to what we actually do. Sifkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avol chilchasa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if somebody who is God fearing should be stringent on himself, to fulfill the former opinion, and he should wear a talis made out of, he should wear wool, in order he should fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis on a Torah level, according to all opinions. It is proper that he should do. Ben talis godel, ben talis cotton should say, it is proper, it is right that he should put on tzitzis, which is made out of wool, whether it's a talis godel or the talis cotton, the tzitzis should be made out of wool. Let's stop here for a moment. So what have we got so far? We've got an opinion of Shulchan Aruch, all that what? Shulchan Aruch's opinion is only tzemer and pishtim is the raisa, anything else is the rabbonon. Okay. Rama says, makes no difference. Any baguette is obligated in our Torah. Okay. And it is right to be machmir. Right. The Mishnah Berurah says, it is right to be machmir. To do what? To wear wool. Why? Because you're wearing something, the kula alma is the reisa, and thereby fulfilling mitzvah, which is the reisa. Now, according to the Rama, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever you do, you're fulfilling the Raisa. But he says it's better. Pardon? No. So the answer to your question is the Rama would not agree to that. According to the Rama, it doesn't make a difference. So the Mishnah Berurah here, really, that's really what I'm pointing out. The Mishnah Berurah here is a very big chiddush. Because according to the Rama, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever garment you have, you're fulfilling the mitzvah, the Raisa. But he says, better to fulfill the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, to have a pishtin in tzemeh, because then you're going to be fulfilling the rest according to the Shulchan Aruch. That's related to something we're going to see later about pishtin. It's a bit of controversy about pishtin, but tzemeh, we'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. So that is the reason why you will find a lot of people, including a Moshe Feinstein speaks about it, who says that if you really want to fulfill the mitzvah in the best possible way, you're going to wear tzitzis made out of wool. Somebody asked Moshe Feinstein, and he says, you know, it's nice and good to wear wooden tzitzis, but there's a bit of a problem. What is the problem? Very, very hot. It's very hot. And therefore, what could that be halachically? Why could that potentially be a halachic issue?
You sweat a lot. It's
a beged zeir. Yeah, he addresses something else. Interesting what you're saying. He says something slightly different. What is the problem if you're wearing something which is uncomfortably hot? Pardon? Oh, you might take it off. Okay, interesting. It's not covered. No. Very good. So Moshe Feinstein, the person asking Moshe Feinstein is a tshuva about it. It doesn't say who is the shoyel, but somebody asked him in the late 1950s, and Moshe wrote a tshuva about it. Somebody, the shoyel asked him, and he says, you know, you could see what the Moshe answers him. The person asking must have said, you know, but a woolen tzitzis, I mean, she always says you should wear a woolen tzitzis. Okay, because you want to fill the deraisa. But isn't that at the expense of another halacha, that if you're wearing something which is uncomfortably hot, probably that's not considered a baguette. If you're wearing something which makes you wool in, you know, in Bnei Brak, yeah, in the summer, woolen is like wearing a scarf and a hat in the summer in the piping heat in Bnei Brak. You know, is that really considered a baguette? Or perhaps it loses its name of baguette because it's not a rational thing to do to wear a woolen garment when it's piping hot outside.
I'm just saying about a lot of people who wear jackets and waistcoats and frocks and coats and hats and big socks. And you said the same thing about all the people. That doesn't invalidate.
Very good. So what you are really saying, excellent. Very, very good. So what you are saying is precisely what Moshe Feinstein says. He says, one second here. Is this a baguette? Yes or no? Just because you're hot, and just because you're uncomfortable, that doesn't make it not a non-garment. It doesn't lose its name garment just because you're hot. It may not be something that, perhaps. But at the end of the day, it is a garment. If it doesn't, and the Moshe Feinstein, therefore, is very strongly of the opinion that a person should wear woolen tzitzis, if possible at all. And the Moshe has two tshuvas about this, and he speaks strongly in favor of that. So much so that he says that he really calls it more than a hidur mitzvah. The Moshe Feinstein is very much of the opinion that it's something which really enhance the mitzvah significantly. However, the Chazon Ish didn't wear a woolen tzitzis, and so did many other. Who? Indeed. You're right, that whole besmedrish of the Chazon Ish, of Chaim, the stipler, they didn't wear woolen tzitzis. And that the reason for that is because the Vilna Gaon. So I want to get one second. The Vilna Gaon didn't. The Vilna Gaon says one shouldn't wear woolen tzitzis. Now the question is, why not? Why was the Vilna Gaon of the opinion they were better off not wearing a woolen tzitzis? So there's three approaches in the Achronim, which are all suggestions. It's not what the Vilna Gaon writes explicitly. We don't have a clear rationale. The Vilna Gaon didn't actually write why. But the Chazon Ish, there's three reasons why, suggestions why it's better to wear not a woolen tzitzis. So one of them is what we mentioned just now, the opposite opinion of Moshe, which is that it might lose the shem beget. I mean, I think any of us who've lived in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know what the summer is like in New York where Moshe Feinstein lived. I mean, it's also very hot, I think. But I think the Eretz Yisrael, the heat is very. We can appreciate that perhaps, we can appreciate the svara that it loses Shem Beget. Winter, it's one thing, but in the summer, you can appreciate that. No, what do you think? It might lose a Shem Beget because it...
Is it that it loses Shem Beget?
It's not...
It's not the Derech Levisha.
Yeah. I suppose you can... Yeah, probably that kind of nusach. So that would be one approach to explain the Vilna Gaon. Another approach, which the Chazon Ish seems to be... It's not written, but it's already quoted. Chazon Ish says that, you know, sometimes we want to make a point that we're paskin like somebody. Somebody want to make a point, like a lenient opinion, just to show, you know, that's the halacha, and don't worry about more stringent opinions. Have you heard of that thing that if something is mutter, we stand to it. We make a point. If something is mutter, it's mutter. Do you know what I mean? We're not going to negotiate into, we're not going to escalate into the chumrah, what's called? If something is mutter, we don't budge. You know? So the Chazon Ish apparently that's what he's quote about Talmidim. He said the halacha is the Ramah. What does the Ramah say? Again, the Ramah says whether it's made out of tzemen pish, whether it's made out of wool, or it's any other baguette, it doesn't make a difference. Everything is a derisive fulfillment. Everything is. So Chaznish says, look no further. Look no further. That's the halacha, and that's it. And you don't have to go any further. And therefore, the Chaznish was makpit, specifically not Chaznish, yeah. That's the explanation of the Vilna Gaon. Yeah. He will not wear woolen tzitzis. Because if the halacha is that, like the Ramah, Ramah's words was, V'yesh and the Kulu chayavim deraisa, they're all on deraisa fulfillment. So why are you going with some opinions that we don't pass in like? That's the halacha. So look no further. That's the approach of, that's the Chazanish understanding in the Vilna Gaon. What do you think about that? I think it's therefore to go with that opinion specifically. What? It's interesting. You hear that. Yeah, because
it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, so the answer is because it goes in line with the Gemara that we find in other places that koychadei teira adifa. If something is mutzah, we're going to go with it ad asof. If something is, if the Ramah paskins, there's no difference. Then why are you? We can't. And I can explain that.
If I'm cold, then it'd be better to wear wool because I'm more comfortable.
Yeah, if you ask, yeah, I hear. We don't find you know there is. You're always going to find opinions in the Rishonim which are minority opinions. We don't pass in like. If we were to stick with every minority opinion that exists in the Rishonim, there would be no end to it. We can't fulfill all the Rishonim's opinions. We can't. It's not physically. It's nearly impossible to. There sometimes is psokim, and that's what we stick with. That's what we go with. So the Ramah says there's no difference. Everything is derisive fulfillment. So the Vilna Gaon or the Chazanish understanding was you look no further. That is the leniency. That is the kula. We stick to it. Okay. So that's another interpretation. Yeah. So Bnei Sfat have more reason to be machmir. But again, even for them, they also agree that Madrabanon. There's no obligation on everything else, but if you want to be Mahada, there's more reason to be Mahada according to the.
Yeah. Is the Pishtim also not comfortable? Pishtim is there from plant, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it also not comfortable in summer?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I would have thought that's quite.
Tzemeh is particularly hot. I mean, there's no. Now, I want to.
The third reason.
So we've got. So one reason was Koch de Teradifa, and one was. It's not. It loses Shem Beged. And the third one. I forgot. What was the third one? You're Mekam Deraisa anyway. It's a good svara. I don't think that's a third one. It's a very good svara. Yeah, anyway, fulfilling the Deraisa on a Deraisa level. It's a good svara. It's a good svara. That's not what I don't remember the third one. I don't remember another third one. It's escaped my mind.
No, because the third is there.
No, I don't think so. Okay, Abdinid, I will. I don't remember now. I'll be mashlim in tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. But I want to add we'll speak about Kovod HaBias tomorrow, Hashem. Just to summarize what we learned this evening. So we learned that when important machlokes Shulchan Aruch, and Marcus Shulchan Aruch, you mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa only on Tzemer and Pishtim, everything else only with the Rabbanon. According to the Ramah, it doesn't make a difference. You are either way mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa. And we learned also that there is the Nafkamin will be regards to the Hiddu, and we also spoke extensively about the Vilna Gaon, the Chaznish, who felt that one should not be Machmir to wet Beged Shel Tzemer, as opposed to the opinion of Moshe Feinstein. Okay, we'll continue to this discussion tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, good evening and good Chodesh. And enjoy the last bit of Chanukah.